This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Douglas County's Board of Commissioners formally unveiled litigation targeting the state's immigration laws today. State law prohibits local law enforcement officials from arresting an individual based on their immigration status and prevents them from sharing immigration status with federal officials. Here's DUGCO Commissioner George Teal, who says those laws violate the state constitution.
We see it as the duty of the county to push back against these state laws that prohibit us from working with federal authorities to keep Douglas County and our communities safe.
Teal said today more counties have inquired about joining the lawsuit. However, only El Paso County has taken formal action to become plaintiffs. Crews are expected to start moving equipment in for the demolition of a funeral home in Penrose today. They're also expected to spray a disinfectant and odor suppressant at the site. Demolition is slated to start tomorrow morning. Authorities found nearly 200 improperly stored bodies at Return to Nature Funeral Home last year. The co-owners are facing charges of abuse of a corpse, money laundering, theft, and forgery. A new CU Boulder study finds that the pandemic fueled an epidemic of loneliness for older adults. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
More than half of study participants still spend more time at home and less time socializing in public places. Participants cite fear of infection and uncomfortable and hostile social dynamics. Three-quarters dine out less. Two-thirds visit cultural and arts venues less. Researchers worry about the loss of brief, spontaneous interactions in public. They say for adults who live alone, that brief, unplanned exchange with a cashier may be the only friendly smile they see that day. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.